Hello, everyone. Let's do Kol Beis Avo. In your lead, the Daf Beis Ha'ir Shishama Ba'ez, the Tlosa that we spoke at yesterday, L'Berachas, design. So we're still going through the limitations of Api Tlosa. We're trying to limit it to the point that it won't be Negea. That's the goal here. Right? So, just in case you didn't get what we were doing. What if the guy says, the Mesaper says, look, I'm telling you something, but I don't want you to be Megala. I feel the Omer b'fei Rabin. Yesh b'mushul l'shahar l'mishi gala achakach. I feel b'mikra. Apparently, once you say, "Look, I don't want you to repeat it," then once you say, "I don't want you to repeat it," once you say, "Oh, shoot," once you say that I don't want you to repeat it. So, you lost the whole heter. The whole heter, the assumption is everyone's going to repeat. Now, remember, we said yesterday, it's not that we clarified yesterday that the heter is not based on the fact we assume someone's in Russia and someone's going to repeat it on purpose. Amazing. The word is someone's going to repeat it, their heter is going to come out. He's not going to be able to hold it in. Not a Russian, not a bad guy, but he's a human being, regular, and it's going to slip out. But if there's any chashash to assume he's not going to slip out, either because Yerushalayim, we said, or he's a person that's oyavoy or kroivoy in some cases, or some in a situation where he's not gonna just slip out, so he lost the heter. So apparently, the Chofetz Chaim is saying here, if you go out of your way to be mazir, that I don't want you to repeat it, it's a secret, then the assumption is now it's not gonna just slip out anymore.
Secret.
What?
That's a secret. It's not just slipping out.
Right. Now, before I say it, I have to actually decide to say it. Because things don't slip out when you know it's a secret. Like, in other words, now you have to think twice. But now you're thinking twice, maybe you're not going to be Nechshon saying.
Usually you are.
Huh?
Usually you are. But
that usually is not the same usual as what we're discussing here. You know.
We're talking about a guy that makes a chesed about the closet.
Even though you've always that a little extra, I don't even know, is something I've told you back.
Right. It is interesting. So the Isser of Hoylech Rochim Magala Soid is more chal to the person than Lashar. That's just what it is, though. It's true. But you're less likely to say a secret over than to say Lashonara over.
Right.
The Isser of saying over a secret is much less chomer than the Isser of saying Lashonara. But that's just the Metzias of people, right? I'm quicker to say Lashonara than I am to say over someone else's secret. I don't want to break the confidentiality. So, is fascinating. So he knows that the other two people already repeated it. So now,
why can't he repeat it? Because of Lashon Hara, or because of
well, if
they
it would
say
be
that you're being secret.
If also Lashon Hara itself, you'll be allowed to because it's a tlosa. But the reason is it's not going to get out because it's a secret. But you lost that heter. The other two guys said it,
right?
But Alpha Peking, you don't have the heter. Why? Why not? Because it's not considered public knowledge.
Wait, what? Why is it not? I mean, it has
at the time
all the ingredients of Avi Plasa.
Why? Because at this point,
Because we know that the other two people are in the story.
and so he, I think, he has a whole lumnus over here.
So
he says it depends on the two svaras. He said he already spoke out before to us two svaras. The Akhtana says that the story of the heter is because the original Mesaper was nichole to have it repeated over Bishmoy. Or whatever, repeated it over. I don't know whether that matters. Chazal doesn't love that svaras. He says, according to the Akhtana, for sure, he wasn't nichole. He told you not to say it over. Right? And came in Tezayin, he speaks to that in the bottom. He says, "The Lomi boy the svaras he had katana the chol ha'etadapi talking mishum mishum istamer diskatzu b'davar im kein b'zed dechazinan the loy nisratze b'vaday asul adayin legalos." Okay, and also Torah b'zemesh noshar near gamkin the b'zemesh overall at sivu yadayim kimshnayim. The kolam is the rabbi like they trade lavid lizguluye. You're the one that's making it avid lizguluye. You're not the misabe.
That applies to every case of avid also. You're the third guy.
No, when the guy said it over to three, he made it avid lizguluye by saying it to three people. The cheftov is something which is said over to three is Chazal understood is avid lizguluye. So the Mela, who made this from a private piece of information to a public piece of information? The Mesaper did. So now it's a public piece of information, so it's classified as public, so I can repeat it. The Mesaper did that. But if the Mesaper didn't do that, because he said it should remain private.
What does that have to do with how it's classified?
Even though realistically, the same thing.
No, because it's not also this galit. There's no solution hard to say out something which is also this galit. Betzim. But this shot is, it's only also goes gals, so I repeat it. Since it's always like that, it was only those gals because it was set over for a three.
No, but it's almost saying that it's something like how the Mustafa is classifying it.
And the Mustafa said, and the Mustafa made it.
This is the two people said it, then you already have the case of people also.
No, because it was never, it's not public yet. It's only going to become public.
It's if you say that the third person that we're talking to is the one.
If at the time of the sefer, at the time of the sefer, it's a din of a midin of vidal is guluye.
That's at the time.
When the information that I have is a midin of vidal guluye, but in this case, the information I have is not midin of vidal guluye. It's only I could be, if I say it, it will become of vidal guluye. So that's what I'm saying.
The question is that at the time that he's saying it was of this,
right? So it's not of vidal. No,
it doesn't depend on him because it always depends on him.
No,
it's true.
Chazal understood. That's what I'm saying. Chazal understood when something's said over. This is the gago achayz of this right then. But Chazal understood something that's said over in front of three people is already considered a midi d'avidi leguliy. And therefore, there's no issue in repeating that. But if it's said as a, if it's said as a secret, it's not a midi d'avidi leguliy. That's the whole point.
So, and even though it was, because they said it.
They said it, but not me.
It never got a din of...
Right, okay, you're saying the way it was classified in the beginning. It was as to how you're classifying it.
At the end of the day, all these things, at the end of the day, even if you hear 100 right. people saying, it's not officially public knowledge. It's 100 people saying Lashon Hara.
No, that we said it. 100 people saying it. It's okay.
A secret.
He says, unless you know, he says, you could argue with me and just say it's a Matzias, it's going to get out. Legalis mitamacher that plenty, and then he says anyway it's also al tzurit holy chacham legalis soid. Okay, yeah, but that's I don't know. That's not a separate point. So he is a shtickle masupik about it. You see in the Ber Maim Chaim, but the mice in the end he says that it's
no. If 100 people were speaking, it's still.
Oh, but then we say
100 people speak Lashon
Hara. But then we say
that's that. No, because no one else is allowed to. The second people that heard it. That it was said in front of three are not mutter to repeat.
But there does come a point when it's public.
Okay, but even at that point, you can't be megala more than what the no. The chara, it could be a point where it's impossible to megala more than what it's of the gluye. It's sitting there on the internet and the sites that everyone goes to, and this and that. I mean, it's interesting, unless you go to a place that.
Any newspapers, any news stories, Lashon Hara, one of the most far, what else are they talking about?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a popular one at least.
the best one who makes a whole shock of Tyra and the comments or not.
What?
And they have their own opinions.
The comments and opinions and shock of Tyra, yeah. Ain chilk Lashon Hara. Bein shetzivam shelo yidabru oid mizeh ha'in klal, ubein shomer lam shal yivoda mikam dover. He's bavarning a Gemara over here. That depends. Does it depend on the language that was used to keep the information private? You could use two different lashonis. You should say shitzivim shelo yidabru oid mizeh klal, or bein shomer lam shal yivoda mikem davar. Slightly different nusach. B'chol gavni aser legalis me'agnus shel pleni afilu la'acher. B'chol shekin l'mishenem arlov. Da yidei shiyigale la'acher yizgale l'vasoif la'koil v'afilu loy. The chavroch chavra islay. So no matter what, if the guy was machbid, he's performing a gemara. If you don't know the gemara, you don't know who's performing the klal. But basically, there's two different lashonis of how to say it in either way. Okay, What happens if you told him, in Hagoyi Claris, what happens if you said, look, I just said a story, a crazy story, whatever. Just don't tell his, you know, wife. So what is it? Where does that fall in? So he says, that's still considered apiplaza because you can tell anyone else.
Right.
It's a little limitation.
You'll never get back.
Right. So he says, okay. Now, this is a pill. It's a pill, it's a good idea. Two people said the story in front of two. So it's not considered avid l'gluyeh. Because only two people are spreading it further.
A big
but you know, finish. Four people know it. What?
It's a very big chiddush, much bigger than before.
This is a very big chiddush because now you're getting very technical about that. It's three shoyim.
Yeah.
Make it avi l'gluyeh. L'chor information happened from four. I mean, only two people said it. When...
Now one of the three are already saying it.
Right. That's what he's saying. What we were saying before. That's right. Again, one of the three saying it. That you're saying in front of us. That's technically.
So he says, interesting shot on the bottom. He says, because the guy that's been sapper
is now,
he may feel bad. He may be mischaret. Because Maisa, it's going to get traced back to him. The shoymim are not going to be, they don't feel so bad about this information. They're going to keep on spreading it. But this guy, he's the one that's making it public. So he may feel bad. So he may change his mind. Say, you know what? Okay, it's still only in front of two.
I can fix this.
I can still fix this. As Chacham Sofer says, I could still grab all the feathers and put it back into the pillow. Right?
I heard that, but did he say that somewhere?
Yeah, I think he says that later on at the Marshal of Hadid Zuchuba in Lashonara. So I could still grab all the feathers here. I could still, you know, hold it in. So he says, so Mimela, it's not the same. You can't necessarily say this far as the same as the Rishayim. And once I can make a chiluk, so I make it as you have the head. Okay, so we're up to Sif Hess. So far, we had eight exceptions to the rule. More or less.
Mine's a point.